First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, have you any changes?
Yes, we have one proposed change, and that is Patricia Deptula, Cedar Creek Landing, proposed street lighting district. We would like to delete that item, postpone it for another week.
I see.
Also, I have a question about the PGS application that's coming up under old business.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking of is that I really haven't heard in a report back from the town of Dagsboro on this. I'm wondering if we really need to have this on the agenda today. I would like to hear what happened between the town and the developer.
Mr. Griffin, was the record closed on that application? I think the answer is yes.
I think it was.
Double check.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
So if we wanted to take some time to look at this or talk with the town again, how would we go about doing that?
You'd have to reopen the record.
Reopen the record. Or would a vote to defer would be another, or that wouldn't do it, would it?
No, the record's closed.
Okay.
Even if something's submitted, you couldn't consider it once the record's closed unless
okay.
you reopen the record.
Because I do remember at the hearing, we did talk about that they were going to get together.
The mayor appeared.
Yes.
And made his comments.
But we don't know what the result was.
At this point, with regards to the agenda, a motion could be made to remove that from the agenda. We could also leave it on the agenda, and it could be brought up at the point of discussion in the agenda later in the meeting. What is your preference?
Well, I would like to make that motion, then we could discuss it.
Okay, your motion is to delete old business
for
items?
For today's agenda.
PGS, mm-hmm. PGS. Is there a second? Motion dies for a lack of second. Are there any other changes to the agenda? If none, I'll call for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I make a motion.
Second.
Is there any discussion? If not, Ms. Deaver?
I'll abstain from that.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, February 17th. Does the council or administration have any changes or comments? If not, I'll consider those minutes approved. March 24th minutes, does the council or administration have any comments or changes? If not, I'll consider those minutes approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
I don't think I have any.
Does any council member or administration? If not, we'll move on. Mr. Baker, county administrator.
Thank you. The first item is a proclamation for Soil Stewardship Week, and with us we have representatives today from the Sussex Conservation District, and Mr. Vanderwin and his group is here, and I don't know if Mr. Vanderwin would like to make any comments. While he's and Debbie are coming up, I'll read the proclamation. Proclaiming April 26th through May 3rd, as Soil Stewardship Week, whereas fertile soil and clean water provide us with our daily sustenance, and whereas effective conservation practices help provide us a rich standard of living, and whereas our security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, and whereas stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources, now therefore the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim April 26th through May 3rd, 2009, as Soil Stewardship Week.
Good afternoon, Mr. Vanderwin.
How you all? It's good to see
you.
New faces up here this time from previous years I've been here.
Getting tired of the old ones, were you?
Yeah.
So was I.
Thank you, President Phillips, and members of the County Council. On behalf of the Sussex Conservation District, I want to thank you for proclaiming April 26th through May 3rd as Soil and Water Stewardship Week in Sussex County. As Chairman of the Sussex Conservation District Board of Supervisors, it is a pleasure to stand here before the Council each spring and say a few words on behalf of the Soil and Water Stewardship Week celebration and this year's theme, which is Dig It, the Secret of Soil. For 54 years, our nation's 3,000 soil and water conservation districts have celebrated Soil and Water Stewardship Week. The theme, Secret of the Soil, lets us share the basic theme of soil, which nurtures life and death, is the foundation of the cities, forests, and oceans, and feeds all life on earth. It is a substance that few people understand and most take for granted. It is arguably one of the Earth's most critical natural resources. Topsoil is the most productive soil layer and the layer that is the first lost due to soil erosion. Erosion occurs naturally because of wind and water. Human activities are responsible for 60 to 80% of all erosion. A single rainstorm can wash away centuries-old accumulations of soil from damaged, neglected, or badly managed ground. Though soil is a renewable resource in theory, soil forms slowly. For all practical purposes, the soil we lose to erosion will never be replaced in our lifetime. When erosion occurs, much of the displaced sediment and pollutants that are mixed with soil, such as pesticides, oil, grease, and excess nutrients, wash into streams, rivers, and eventually the ocean. This, in turn, affects water quality and disrupts the health of terrestrial and adequate ecosystems. Over the past month, information has been provided to churches, libraries, and schools across Sussex County at no charge. During this Stewardship Week celebration, we need to consider the importance of conserving our soil in Sussex County and in Delaware. Agriculture and tourists are the leading industries in Sussex County. For these industries to survive, good productive topsoil is needed to grow crops, and clean water is imperative at our beaches to continue to attract tourists to our area. Please join us in spreading the word that it is everybody's responsibility to good stewards of our soil and water sources.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Thank you very much.
The council will need to approve this. If I could take a vote, I'll accept the motion proclaiming Soil Stewardship Week.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to proclaim this Soil Stewardship Week. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried.
Can I present this?
Yes, you could.
Yes, sir.
Not because you're old as dirt, but because you're a man of the soil.
While Sam is getting down here, I would like to introduce our members that are here with us today. We have Deanna Bradley, our executive secretary, Rich Kirshner, our accountant, Sonny Clogg, our newest supervisor, and, of course, myself and Debbie. So,
put my glass on while you're talking. Now, therefore, Sussex County Council hereby is proclaimed April 26th, May the 3rd, 2009, as Soil Stewardship Week, signed by our county president, Vance Phillips. Now, I want to ask you a question. How long does it take to make an inch of topsoil? How many years?
Lifetime.
For you folks don't know, it takes 100 years.
So. Somebody's lifetime.
Somebody's lifetime, yeah.
1 inch?
Get in close.
How long does it take to make compost?
It's 1 inch.
Topsoil.
I know, but
yeah.
How big of an area?
Oh, I don't know.
Get a good one.
Thank
you for your work.
Thank you,
thank
folks.
You very much.
Of course, that may have been bad information somebody gave me years ago. We'd probably souped it up by now. Might do it in 90.
The next item is a proclamation for National Library Week, and with us today we have Carol Fitzgerald, the county librarian, and Crystal Shoemate. And I'll read the proclamation proclaiming the week of April 12th to the 18th as National Library Week, whereby our nation's libraries make a difference in the lives of millions of Americans today more than ever, and whereas librarians are trained professionals helping people of all ages and backgrounds find and interpret the information they need to live, learn, and work in a challenging economy. Whereas libraries are part of the American dream, places for opportunity, education, self-help, and lifelong learning. And whereas library use is up nationwide among all types of library users, continuing a decade-long trend. And whereas libraries play a vital role in supporting the quality of life in our communities. Whereas libraries can help you discover a world of knowledge, both in person and online, as well as personal service and assistance in finding what you need when you need it. And whereas libraries are a key player in equity of access and narrowing the digital divide, and whereas libraries, librarians, library workers, and supporters across America are celebrating National Library Week. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims National Library Week April 12th to the 18th and encourages all residents to visit the library and take advantage of the resources available.
Good afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. You people took vacation last week.
I know.
which was actually National Library Week. But we are here certainly to thank you again for all of your support and would like to draw your attention to the displays that are in the back. Last December, the library community held a library summit in Dover, at which time we talked about libraries and the importance of libraries and the effect that libraries have on people's lives. These exhibits show how we work with providing education, providing economic and business resources, and helping people live healthier lives. So we certainly hope you will take advantage of going back and looking at that. We also have some brochures and some items, bookmarks, and things that you can pick up and take with you as well. But we certainly thank the County Council and all those who support libraries.
Very good. I'll accept a motion declaring April 12th through the 18th as National Library Week in Sussex County.
I'll move it.
Is there a second? I have a motion and a second to declare National Library Week. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Mr. Vincent has something for you.
I'm not going to read this date as read.
That's
okay. Thank you very much for all you do on libraries. We appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're the Vice President. Take a picture.
Sure.
The South Coastal Library opened yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and it was extremely busy yesterday. I ended up playing the Walmart greeter. Everyone was very awed by the wonderful job that was done to really create a wonderful library. So we're very pleased. Thank you.
Fantastic.
The next item is a proclamation proclaiming the month of April as Fair Housing Month. And with us today, we have Ms. Brandy Bennett. And do we have others here for? Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. Yeah. And I'll read the proclamation as they come up.
Yeah. Come up, everybody.
Proclaiming the month of April as Fair Housing Month in Sussex County, whereas April marks the 41st anniversary of the passage of the U.S. Fair Housing Law, Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968 as amended, which enunciated a national policy of fair housing without regard to race, color, creed, national origin, sex, familial status, and handicap, and encourages fair housing opportunities for all citizens. Whereas the Sussex County Council, as well as the Sussex County Association of Realtors, are committed to highlight the fair housing law by continuing to address discrimination in our community, to support programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities, and to plan partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every American of the right to fair housing. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Sussex County Council that April be declared Fair Housing Month, commencing a year-long commemoration of the U.S. Fair Housing Law in Sussex County, and be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this celebration throughout the year.
Very good. I've never known realtors to be shy.
I guess I just wanted to say that we praise the realtors for their continued promotion of fair housing, and we will continue our relationship with them as well as promoting fair housing ourselves. That's all I have to say. Ruth?
And on behalf of the realtors, we would like to also say that we know that agriculture, tourism, and real estate is also an integral part of our economy and the state. We also like to enforce that we do follow a code, which is established by the National Association of Realtors. We're also having some other programs that we're putting in place that we're extending out to the public, as well as the employers, to let them know about the other programs that the realtors have available to help with first-time home buyers and others that are interested in becoming homeowners. So we appreciate your time, and we welcome you to attend some of our events. We have one on Thursday for employers and one for employees next month.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, our president. We have.
All good.
All right. I will accept a motion.
You got something to say, haven't you?
No.
I'll accept.
That's you, Ruth.
Oh, God. Wrong question to ask me. I'd like to say today we have a very good group that's turned out, and the representation here is actually from three very different levels of SCORE. First of all, we have our president, Steve Alexander, and we also have our Housing Opportunities Chair along with Government Affairs, because we know that Housing Opportunities and Government Affairs are very much entwined, and we're working very closely with Brandy on the Neighborhood Stabilization Plan, and the realtors are coming to the table to promote and to also to provide some financial assistance, with the focus being on workforce housing, knowing that a large amount of our residents, and our program is going to be called Locals, by the way, for loving our communities and our land. And what we're doing by introducing the program is helping the workforce, which is those who earn between $40,000 to $80,000 a year. There are many programs out there for low income, but there's been this gap in what we need for working, which would be a teacher and a spouse, or perhaps a firefighter volunteer, as well as another state employee or perhaps even county employees. So we're very excited about the program, about what we're going to enroll, and we'll tell you more about that during June's Home Ownership Month.
Well, I will entertain a motion from council proclaiming this Fair Housing Month.
Motion here.
Is there
second?
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Congratulations. And we have one of your favorite realtors here.
How are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Good
look.
Everybody snuggle in.
Look. Summer must be coming.
Well, no, I went on vacation.
You look like Lawrence Lott now.
Like who?
I look like Lawrence Lang, she says.
I'm shaving tonight.
Let's do this again here. I'd like to give you the proclamation proclaiming the month of April is Fair Housing Month in Sussex County. This celebration will last all year.
Thank
Have
you.
Have fun.
Very good. Everybody get in for a picture.
And let me shake her little hand.
George, stay in there for a picture.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we're on his book. This is good. Thank you.
Thank you. Joan, it's either RSVP or the grandparents.
Last time one of the councilmen grew a beard, they all
I'll do this.
They did.
Ah.
Well, I'm not going to grow a beard. I'm not doing it.
The next is a proclamation proclaiming April.
And the last group had a lot of facial hair. Now, you guys, don't be so hard on us.
Mr. Baker.
The next one is a proclamation proclaiming April 19th through the 25th as National Volunteer Week, and proclaiming May 8th as RSVP Day in Sussex County. Whereas the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program actively involves over 500,000 men and women above the age of 55, whereas 1,200 RSVP volunteers matching their talents with nonprofit projects donate 190,000 hours of their time annually in Sussex County, sponsored by the Department of Health and Social Services. And whereas the taxpayers of Sussex County have saved approximately $3 million because the volunteers unselfishly give their time, and whereas Sussex County Council recognizes the contributions of RSVP volunteers to Sussex County and the nation, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council joins the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program and other volunteers nationwide by hereby proclaiming the day of May 8th in Sussex County as Retired and Senior Volunteer Program Day. And be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council urges all citizens to join RSVP volunteers in celebrating the spirit of our country's tradition of helping others and in honoring Sussex County residents who engage in volunteer service to their community.
Very good. Can I have a motion to approve National Volunteer Week and RSVP Day?
So move you.
Is there a second?
Yep.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Congratulations. Tell us
Thank
about
you very
it.
Much. Thank you, President Phillips and Councilman and Councilwoman. Thank you for having me here today. It's an honor to be before you. Some of you have heard our words of wisdom in the past, but for our new members on the council, RSVP in Sussex County has been around for 36 years, and we have been working with senior volunteers 55 and older during that time. Each one of you are being presented with a bag, a little gift that we try to just show our appreciation and really highlight some of the information about what we do. At this current time, we have over 1,300 volunteers in Sussex County that are contributing their time and services. And they have contributed up to this point 115,838 hours, which is really significant when you think about this time that we're in, both a financial crisis and, you know, with agencies cutting back. So we thank you for the opportunity to... let you know a little bit about what we do. We also want to thank you for your support this past year. We have a knitting project, Nimble Fingers, and we have a brochure in the bag. Our knitters knitted and crocheted over 1,200 items, and they were donated to 23 nonprofit agencies during the winter months. We have a lot of wonderful people that are able to maybe not get out and volunteer at agencies, but are able to do things at home, which are really significant both ways. It's a win-win situation. And I also would like to take the opportunity to thank you. A new project that we just started with these Economic Times, and it's called The Bridge to a New Position, and that's a poster that's in your bag also. This last workshop, it's a series of three sessions. We're working with our volunteers teaching resume writing, interview skills. But at our EOC here in Georgetown, our new EOC was the house for having this workshop. It's been very significant. We've done 3 months of workshops. We've already had one person get a full-time position and two others with part-time positions. So we're really feeling very successful in this area. So I do want to take the time to say thank you. Thank you for your contribution. On May 8th is our recognition. We send out invitations to all of you. We would appreciate whoever would come. I think you just have a wonderful day just talking with some of the people that do volunteer. So thank you so much.
Very good. We have a proclamation for you.
Okay. There was another program.
They are. Okay. All right, fine. You provide a very valuable service. Congratulations and appreciation for your hard work.
Thank you very much.
Especially helping people find jobs.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
then the last proclamation is proclaiming April 19th through the 25th as National Volunteer Week again, and proclaiming May 7th as Foster Grandparent Day in Sussex County. Whereas the Foster Grandparent Program nationally involves over 28,700 men and women over age 60 and over by volunteering 24.3 million hours one-on-one with 250,000 young people in schools, child care centers, Head Starts, hospitals, et cetera. Whereas 247 foster grandparent program volunteers donate 234,228 hours of their time annually and serve over 1,482 children throughout the state of Delaware. Whereas the taxpayer of Sussex County have saved over $1 million annually because of the 66 Sussex County volunteers that have unselfishly served over 396 children by giving their time and talent. Whereas Sussex County Council recognizes the contributions of the foster grandparent volunteers to the county, state, and nation. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council joins the National Association of Foster Grandparent Program Directors and others nationwide in hereby proclaiming the day of May 7th as Foster Grandparent Program Day. And be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council urges all citizens to join these volunteers in celebrating the spirit of our country's tradition in helping others and promoting growth of our children by honoring Sussex County residents who engage in service to their community. Share today, shape tomorrow, and change the world.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are
Hello.
You? I first would like to thank the council persons, men and women.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On for having us today. For honoring our program. I was sitting there and I was listening and I said, that sounds like a wonderful program. I said, oh, that's mine. I better get up there. But we would like to thank you on behalf of the Delaware Health and Social Services, the Division of State Service Centers, the State Office of Volunteerism, and the Corporation of National and Community Service that fund this wonderful program. We have over 247 volunteers, that was read in the proclamation, that serve over 1,400 children throughout the state of Delaware. And we do so by serving in 121 volunteer stations, such as schools and Head Starts and orthopedic schools. And we work one-on-one and mentor and tutor with children who have special needs. And even though our volunteers are seniors, 60 years and older, and we're called foster grandparents, they're more than grandparents. They are the life's blood of some of these children who would otherwise not have someone to work one-on-one with them to do homework and special projects and to give them a hug or a smile. So they become not only a mentor and a tutor, but their friend and also their grandparent as the days go through. And we like I said, thank you for recognizing that. And today is a special day for our program because at 4 o'clock today, President Obama will be signing the Reauthorization Act for the Corporation of National and Community Service. And in so doing, the foster grandparents who are on our program will now be able to be recruited at age 55 instead of 60. Because we are what is called a win-win program, the volunteers receive a stipend, and that stipend helps them to meet their daily income needs. It's a non-taxable stipend. So they receive a benefit for volunteering, and at 4 o'clock, that stipend will be increased. The income eligibility will be increased from 125% of poverty to 200% of poverty, which will allow us to recruit, because in these economic times, you would be surprised, and I'm sure maybe you won't be surprised, at how many volunteers really depend on the stipend that they receive from us to meet their daily needs. So once again, we appreciate your thought. We welcome you to our 42nd annual volunteer recognition on May the 7th in Dover, where we will have a wonderful time celebrating the engagement of service. And at any time that you are in our area, please stop by. I do have with me Karen Elliott, who is the supervisor of our Sussex County office. We also have an office in Kent County and Appaquidimac in Middletown and at Charles Dedman in Wilmington. So please come by, see the wonderful work we do. Stop by to any of the schools at any time, and if you'll see a person with a foster grandparent badge and in a couple of weeks a little vest that has foster grandparent on it, please give them a handshake and congratulate them for what they do for our children. Thank you.
Just a minute. Does the council have any questions? If not, I'll accept a motion to approve National Volunteer Week and Foster Grandparent Day.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I almost forgot that.
That's right. Get the proclamation.
I know.
That's your receipt. It's your receipt.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful organization. I wish you many more years of service.
I qualify now.
Thank you.
Getting Medicare yet?
Big time.
to her husband, Suzanne Richmond. Mm-hmm. I want a stipend for just being 55.
I see.
Mr. Baker, you can continue.
Thank you. The next item is Cedar Valley Homeowners Association covenants. And I'm passing out a copy of a letter received from Mr. David Hutt, who represents the Cedar Valley Homeowners Association. And the covenants for the Homeowners Association include a provision that require the County Council approval of changes to the maintenance agreement for the Homeowners Association. And the homeowners are recommending that that portion, that requirement be deleted, and I'll let Mr. Hutt explain.
Hi, as Mr. Baker just introduced me, I am David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I am representing the Cedar Valley Homeowners Association. Cedar Valley is a community, for those of you who don't know, located off of Old Landing Road. And the community was approved as a RPC in 2001 by the council. It is a community of 50 homes, and it is an age-restricted community, being 55 plus. It has two documents which were recorded after the approval, two documents which were recorded separate and apart from the plans, and those are the maintenance declaration and the declaration of restrictions. The declaration of restrictions indicates that the homeowners can amend those restrictions by simply, not that it's ever simple to get homeowners in a group to agree, but by a two-thirds vote of those individuals. The maintenance declaration indicates that in order to amend that document, they have to have 51% of the homeowners within the group, as well as the approval of yourself, Sussex County Council. They are seeking to amend the maintenance declaration to make it consistent with the declaration of restrictions, that all that's necessary is their approval within themselves of their own association, so they don't have to come back before you every time they want to change something in their assessments or something like that. Frankly, it's unusual in Sussex County for somebody to have to come to the Sussex County Council to amend their restrictive covenants. Mr. Griffin, after receiving a copy of my letter to Mr. Baker, which you now have, he asked some questions, which I answered. He was concerned about the RPC conditions of approval that were placed on that RPC, and this does not in any way impact any of those conditions that were placed on the RPC approval. Mr. Griffin also asked if I would prepare a resolution, which I did, and I don't think I gave it to you, Mr. Baker, but there is a resolution which I prepared indicating that and authorizing President Phillips to sign on behalf of the Sussex County Council the amendment to the declaration, the maintenance declaration.
Okay. Before you read that, let's open it up. Mr. Griffin, do you have anything to say to this?
I reviewed all this, and I don't have a problem with council signing this. Okay. When we approved the ordinance back in 1991, it had six conditions. This change does not affect any of those conditions of the zoning ordinance. They will continue undisturbed. The developer prepared and recorded a maintenance declaration, not something we required him to do. He voluntarily did it. And in there, he added that that maintenance declaration couldn't be changed without more than 50% of the property owners agreeing, which they have, and Mr. Hutt has provided proof of that, and also that council approve any changes. And in order to take out that provision requiring them to come to you each time they change that maintenance declaration, that's the purpose of doing this, and it needs a resolution from us, which will be, I'm assuming, recorded with the documents showing that more than 50% of the owners approved it.
Okay. Is the council?
Since it doesn't disturb any of our conditions of approval, I'm okay with it.
Does the council have any questions?
What's the first time I can recall doing something like this, isn't it, Jim? I mean, I don't recall anything like this happening.
Well, the maintenance declaration is, maybe Mr. Hutt, if you have questions, he could further explain the reason, but I'm assuming something that relates to how the 50-unit subdivision is maintained into the future. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's actually somewhat unusual. Typically, all we see is restrictive covenants that are filed that encompass both restrictions about what can go on in the development as well as maintenance of, you know, stormwater areas and common elements and common areas. And for some reason, there's two separate documents here. I think it's a different style. I think it's a style that they would more typically see in Newcastle County, actually, than here in Sussex County.
So this is not changing the actual restrictive covenants, which are the day-to-day rules that apply to the right to live there and participate in management.
Correct. I mean, for instance, a good example, and one of the conditions of the RPC approval was that this be an age-restricted community. The 55-plus requirement is found in the restrictive covenants, not in the maintenance declaration. The restrictive covenants have been amended a few times for different various reasons, none of which have, of course, disturbed the 55-plus requirement.
And when they amended the restrictive covenants, that did not require them to come here for approval.
But this is actually required to come here, somewhere in our
We didn't require it. The developer voluntarily
made us
fractured out. He said that he did restrictions, then he did a separate maintenance declaration.
And for it to be amended, it would have to come here.
Just the maintenance declaration, not the restrictions.
Okay, but he added that wording.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's why they're here.
It's not part of our ordinance. I have the ordinance here if anybody would like to see it.
That's all right. Is there proof that there's 50, I mean, they voted on this, the community right to do this?
Mm-hmm. It's so in the resolution.
It says that, I know. I mean, there was actually, I guess we do have proof somewhere that they actually had a vote taken one day.
Correct. And actually what, I mean, I don't have all the documents
right,
with
I
me.
Can.
But the what will happen is the draft amendment to the maintenance declaration, the president of the Homeowners Association certifies in that he has the written consent of more than 50% of the homeowners within the Homeowners Association.
The last thing we want is to find out that they didn't have it or something.
This is separate and distinct from that provision in our ordinance
right.
that requires 51% when they're trying to change the number of units or
right.
replot it.
This
was entirely something created by the developer.
In essence, this is going to get us out of your business.
That's the goal is, and it's unusual for somebody to invite you into their business in this fashion, frankly.
And just curious, do they collect funds in preparation of having to maintain their own roads in this maintenance agreement? I'm just curious about that.
That's the purpose of this is to establish an annual assessment,
mm-hmm.
how they allot.
Oh, it hasn't been done yet?
Yes, they do collect
sure.
an annual assessment.
Okay,
yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's... And frankly, it may just be a bit of overkill on my part,
mm-hmm.
but they were concerned. They asked me to file an amendment to the maintenance declaration. When I looked at the procedure that they needed to follow, it referenced that it required Sussex County's Council's approval in order for that to happen. And I said, well, in order for it to be valid, it looks like we need to go before the Sussex County Council and get them to approve it. So the first amendment is to eliminate Sussex County Council's approval.
Gotcha. Why don't you read that, and if there is further discussion, we can take it up then.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Did 51% of the people vote to do this?
Yes.
The number is actually higher than that, I believe.
Okay.
And we've got that on record somewhere.
Was it approximately 90% of the property owners that actually cast a vote to approve this?
I don't actually know what the exact number was, but I can certainly get that to...
Take your word for it.
Go ahead, please.
The resolution is entitled a resolution to eliminate the requirement that Sussex County Council approve all modifications, amendments, or alterations to Cedar Valley's maintenance declaration. Whereas the Sussex County Council adopted ordinance number 1456 entitled an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24.45 acres, more or less. Whereas the developer for Cedar Valley caused a maintenance declaration to be recorded with the recorder of deeds in deed book 2638, page 123, for the subdivision known as Cedar Valley on Old Landing Road, which requires Sussex County Council to approve any modification, amendment, or alteration of the maintenance declaration. Whereas the Sussex County Council seeks to eliminate its review and approval of any modification, amendment, or alteration of Cedar Valley's maintenance declaration, now therefore be resolved by the Sussex County Council. One, the president of the Sussex County Council is authorized to sign the amendment to maintenance declaration to be recorded with the Office of the Recorder of Deeds. which amendment has been reviewed and approved by the county attorney and eliminates the requirement that Sussex County Council approve all modifications, amendments, or alterations to Cedar Valley's maintenance declaration. Two, this resolution shall become effective upon its adoption by a majority of all members elected to the Sussex County Council.
Very good. Could I get that motion from council?
I make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve. The motion is read. Are there any further discussions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
The next item. Thanks, Deb. The next item is a request from the Town of Bethel. The Town of Bethel has requested that the County Building Code Department handle its residential and commercial building code inspections. We currently handle building code inspections for 14 towns in the county, and I have a list of the towns that we currently handle. And we also receive fees for applications from the towns where we provide the service. The fees are as per the county fee schedule, and the building codes inspections are based on the county building codes. Today we have with us Van Milligan, Director of Building Code. If you have any questions, more specifically, but Bethel has submitted this request. They have approved an ordinance in February that requests that the county enforce their building code for them.
Is that Bethel?
Yes, Town of Bethel, yes.
Are there any questions? Anybody from Bethel here by chance? No? But you do believe everything's in order?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I've talked to Mr. Milligan about it, and...
Van, can you come up a minute, please? I was originally contacted via email from, I believe, the secretary of Bethel's town council. Have you been in direct contact with Bethel?
Yes, I've been to three town meetings. Yep.
Okay.
And they were all in favor of it because they have no inspections, basically, at this time.
Okay.
And you don't have the expertise to be able to do it either, right?
No, they don't have, they're not big enough to have a full-time building inspector or anything else.
Tell them I was available.
Pardon?
Never mind, just...
Any other questions for Mr. Milligan? If not, have you a motion, Mr. Vager?
Yes, be it moved that the Sussex County Council enforce the county building code for the Town of Bethel as per the town's request.
Can I get that motion?
So move you.
Is there a second? I have a motion and a second for the county to begin taking care of the building code requirements of the Town of Bethel. Is there any further discussion?
You can handle it, right? You can handle the workload.
I think we can handle it.
You can handle it. Right.
And they go by our code or their own code?
No. It's strictly our code, international code.
Okay. All right.
If there's no further questions, I'll call for the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Van.
And the final item is the county administrator's report. South Coastal Library in Bethany Beach reopened yesterday. It has been expanded by 10,000 square feet, doubling its size. The additional space will provide more room for computers, books, and meetings. We wish to thank the friends of the South Coastal Library for their assistance in raising private money totaling nearly $2 million combined with funds from the state of Delaware for almost $3 million and $1.5 million from the Sussex County Council. We'd also like to thank the library staff and the County Engineering Department for completing this project. Rehoboth Beach Film Society changes zone number 1634. As per the attached letter, the Rehoboth Beach Film Society has agreed to withdraw their application for changes in 1634. This application will be replaced by a conditional use application to operate an administrative office at the same location. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects. Herring Point Agreement 484. On April 13th, developers Herring Point Development. It's located on the north side of 278 and in the Angola Sewer District, consisting of 165-lot subdivision. The Preserves of Jefferson Creek, Phase 2, on April
14, 2009, Developers Money Neck LLC. It's located on County Road 363, south of Money Neck Road in South Bethany Sewer District, consisting of 38 townhouse units, and the preserves at Jefferson Creek Phase 3 on April 14th. Developer again, Money Neck LLC, also located on County Road 363 in the South Bethany Sewer District, consisting of 12 townhouse units and 32 single-family condos. And then finally, Delaware Solid Waste Authority report March, as per the attached, 20,260 pounds of recycling material were collected at the county's West Complex site during March in cooperation with the Delaware Solid Waste Authority. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? If not, we'll continue with our county finance director.